662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has got forth the chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Henry Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
He's a wonder in my
heart. Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
Come on, mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Brown with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest and God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress. Welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest and best purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited, I guess, about this broadcast today, you know. And like I always say, I count it an honor and a privilege. I say that all the time because I really want you to know that and to understand that and to know even the purpose for that. Oh, it's an honor and a privilege. And I'm going to take that lightly. That God would use me. Turn it down just a little bit, bitch. That God would use me. Turn it down just a little bit. That's good. Hallelujah. That he would use me. Come on this radio broadcast and share with all the listeners, man, the gospel of the kingdom. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. thank you, Father, for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are continuously doing. And that's love your children. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you once again for this opportunity to come on this radio broadcast and allow you, by your Spirit, through your Son Jesus Christ, to share the love of God with your children. Thank you, Father. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I'd like to take this opportunity, you know, to bow before every last one of you in the Spirit. To bow before, you know, I do the gesture and bow in my head, but I bow before every last one of you out there under the sound of my voice. It's just diplomatic courtesy that whenever you come into the company of kings and queens, you're supposed to bow. So once again, I take this opportunity to bow before every last one of you out there under the sound of my voice and say once again, what an honor, what a privilege it is to serve such distinguished men and such distinguished women, such mighty men and such mighty women, such mighty offspring, such mighty sons, mighty daughters of the Most High God, kings and queens. It's an honor to serve. Thank you, Father, once again, for the honor and the privilege. Hey, listen, I'm a little bit excited, you know, going into this week. You know, I've been excited for the last week or so. And I know what Paul meant when he said he fought the beast at Ephesus. Hello. But I also know, boy, that Paul had the victory. He got the victory and everything that confronted him. Boy, he got the victory. And the call of God and the prayer for us being here and the assignment that God has given us, man, that assignment is this. Go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. And lo, I'll be with you to the end of the age. That's what he told me to do. That's what he's telling all of us to do. To go into the whole world and do what? And make disciples. Let's go teach them, make students out of them, and go teach them what I taught you. What all he taught me was the gospel of the king. Listen. It was in 1980 when the Lord, man, you know, came and snatched me out of my way to a devil's hell. Snatched me off the road that was wide and lead destruction and put me on the road that lead to everlasting life. And told me to go tell everybody that he was real. And ever since then, everything that he's put in my heart, everything that he's shown me, everything that he's taught me, is all about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. That's all I know. And listen, that's all I know. And all I know is not all there is to know. Oh, that's so much more. What he's shown me in his word, and what he's taught me in his word, and what he's discipled me in his word, man, told me to do the same thing. You go and do the same thing. Teach them what I taught you. And from 1980 all the way up until now, man, you know, when I began to read the Bible, the book, the first thing he revealed to me was purpose. Put that in my spirit, man, and that's a purpose for everything, that he was a God of purpose. And that everything in life has a purpose. You told us that, man, that not every purpose is known. You told me that if you ever want to know the purpose for a thing, never ask the thing. The purpose is only found original intent, original reason. Well, it's only found in the mind of the maker. What was his original in an idea? So purpose is found in the mind of the maker. So if you ever want to know the purpose of a thing, never ask the thing. Go to the one who made. He showed me that, Lord. That therein is the fulfillment of life. When you know your purpose and you walk in it. He showed me that, boys, let me tell you something. The greatest tragedy in life is not to live and die, but to live, man, and not know why you are here. That's unfulfilled lives. Boy, 2,000 years ago, God said, enough is enough. And he sent his son to Israel. You all know the story. That's okay. And then he sent his son to this earth. His son came in with a ruling authority on his shoulder. Came with a government on his shoulder. I'm going to say that again. When he came, the prophet prophesied. You all know the story, you know. Hey, unto us a child is born, a son is given, and on his shoulder there shall be a government, and of the kingdom there shall be no end. What did he come with? Did he come with church service? Did he come with Sunday worship service? Did he come? No, he had a government on his shoulder. What's a government? He had the ruling authority of heaven. He had the governing authority, man, of God's word. The sovereignty and integrity of God's word, boy. He had that on his shoulder, boy. What God said. I'm talking about before he spoke to Isaiah and Jeremiah and all the other prophets, man. And before he spoke to the people, man, even to the ministers and the disciples and the apostles and the bishops and the pastors and the evangelists. Before he spoke to mankind, through all of us, boy, I'm talking about, boy, what he said. Not just in the beginning, but that which was from the beginning. And boy, he revealed to me, and boy, and to all his disciples, man. And boy, Jesus came to re-establish the governing rule of God back upon this earth. The governing authority of God back upon this earth. He came to restore back to the man God originally intent and desire and plan and play with, boy. For our life, mankind. His intent for us. This might be a little over some of your head, but his original intent was, man, that he would colonize the earth, boy, with heaven. He would make earth a colony of heaven. And that it would be on earth just like it is in heaven. Earth with heaven. Just like him. And the way he going to do that, and how he was going to accomplish that, was through a family of sons called you and I, mankind. That was his original intent. That was in his mind when even before he said, let us make man. When he said that, when he spoke it, first it was in his mind, but when he spoke it, this is what he said. Let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over all the earth. Let them have rulership and authority and governing power and influence and control over everything upon the earth. Not over people, but over everything upon the earth. What everything? Every circumstance, every situation, every symptom, man, that confronts you in this earth, boy. Lord, give us authority and dominion, man, to rule and reign, to dictate to it instead of it dictating to us. How, Arthur? By, glory to God. By his power, by his spirit, he was fellowship with us. That's why, you know, man, the God, Adam and Eve, they were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day. Unbroken fellowship. There wasn't no sin in there. There wasn't any rebellion in there that time. I said there wasn't any sin in there. I mean, man had not committed no kind of rebellion against God. Sin was in there. It was in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But boy, he set up that kingdom upon the earth. He set up that governing authority. He set up that arrangement, that pattern of operation, that system, that world upon the earth. And he called it for the kingdom of God. And the territory was, man, the earth. And what was established upon the earth was, man, the kingdom of heaven. What's the kingdom of heaven? Just like where our Father is. Just like his place is. The heaven belong to earth. The heaven belong to God, but the earth he gave to man. Well, our place looks just like his place. Our place has the same environment and atmosphere as his place. That boy, like I say, it would be on earth just like it is in heaven. And God would be fellowshipping and working and talking with his family, his sons, his daughters. Forever and ever and ever and ever. And boy, all we would be doing is becoming. Becoming what? Who we already are. I say that again. That's all we're doing right now. What we be doing, we'll be becoming who we already are. Who we already are, Arthur. Man, we already, man, the offspring of the Most High God. We already the sons of the Most High God. We already we already blessed of God. We already healed. We already saved. We already delivered. We already provided for. Already. Why you say that, Arthur? Because he said it. No, they ain't talking about what Jeremiah said. And Isaiah said, and Jobaniah said, and Brother Arthur said, and Bishop so-and-so said, and Pastor Dish said. And, you know, that's good what we're saying every day. Yeah, that's a good thing, but boy, I'm talking about a greater thing, what, boy, what he said. And this is what he said, boy, let's make men just like us. And let's make them kings just like us. Let's make them rulers just like us. Let's give them dominion. Let's give them kingship. Let's give them sovereign reign just like us. Complete rule. Not some, not little, not most. Complete rule. What? Okay, every circumstance, situation, symptom in their life. So that when that enemy come in with a negative circumstance, boy, instead of it dictating to them and they reacting to it, boy, they'll flip the script and they'll do just like Jesus did. When that circumstance situation simply confronted him in the garden, man, he said, it is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I know the story. He didn't allow the circumstance situation simply to dictate to him. He dictated to it. And boy, he got to dictate the head, tell him and tell him, it might not take place that fruit, but after a while, boy, the Bible say the devil leave it him. Let me tell you something, boy, when you start flipping the script, man, and taking our place and begin to dictate to our circumstance, situation, and symptom, man, he gonna huff and he gonna puff, baby. Let me tell you something, there's a war going on, and you need to know it, man. And boy, he gonna leave you, man, but let me tell you something, he gonna always be coming back. You your enemy. But don't want you to know, boy, what I'm telling you. You know, boy, let me tell you something. You know, man, you're hearing all the good news and messages out there and everything else because you know he can't stop there. But, boy, the last thing he wants you to ever come to the knowledge of is not the gospel of Jesus, but the gospel that Jesus preached. I'm going to say that again, boy. At first, I used to be afraid to say that. I said, Lord, that, Lord, I'm gonna say I think the people might. His most successful tactic against us as the church board has been to preoccupy us with the good things. So that's all the good news about Jesus. And boy, that's a great message, man. And that's a needed message and everything. And that's a message to men that must be administered and proclaimed. That'll get you this man saved. That'll get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you know. Faith in him and all that he done, everything else. That'll get your name written in the Lamb's Book. That'll get you out of Egypt. But that's going to get you into the Promised Land. What's going to get us into the Promised Land? What's going to get us back into the Garden of Eden? What's going to get us back into the Ark? What's going to get us back into the Promised Land? The secret place of the Most High God. The Garden of Eden. The Kingdom of Heaven. What? The message that Jesus preached. Not the message of him and about him, but the one that he preached. See, if you're not careful, you can preach the message about him and never mention, man, never preach what he preached, man. You know, the church. I mean, we've been preaching, man, for 2,000 years, man. It's been. And the people, man, you know, they know of it, you know, they know about it, and they know that it's here and everything else, but they have very little knowledge, man, of it being here and how to function and operate in it. Why? Because, man, you know, we may have been preoccupied with a good thing, but the gospel of Jesus, at the expense of poor with that man, the gospel that he preached. Everything that you lost in Adam, everything that you had in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, the way you was with God when you was walking and talking with God in the cool of the day, unbroken fellowship and authority and the dominion and assignment and the purpose and the mandate that God has given us, man, back, man, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, boy, that has come back to this earth. And those angels with those flaming swords, man, that was protecting, man, their way back into the Garden of Eden, man, where no one could ever get back to the tree of life, man, them angels been called back up to heaven. No more there. And God replaced that man with a door. Glory to God. Instead of angels with flaming swords to keep mankind out, there's a door there now, boy, that don't have no lock on it to let mankind in. And boy, call men that Jesus was calling out men when he began to proclaim his message. He said, come, all you with heavy laden, come unto me and find rest for your soul. When you cease from all your works, man, and you enter into a completed work, man. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. He say, come on. I'm a door. Bubba, he told man, come on. Come on, man. Come get, man, everything that you need. Come get your inheritance, man, that was prepare for you before the foundation of the world. Come get your identity back. Come get your sovereign reign back. Come get your righteousness back. Come get your peace that passes all understanding that the world can't give and the world can't take away, man. Come on, get in it back. Come get, man, everlasting life, man. Come get all your needs met. Glory to God. Come get all the healing that you're ever going to need. All the provision that you're ever going to need. All the deliverance that you're ever going to need. The most important boy, he said, man, and come, man, you who are blessed of your Father. and get your inheritance, the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Glory to God. What? All of heaven.
He said, come get your peace and come get your joy, come get righteousness and right standing and your sovereignty and your identity and your royal power and your crown back, man. And then to top it off, he's saying, come. Most of all, he says, more than all of that, the Father said, man, above you coming and getting all those things, all of the kingdom of heaven, man, he said, come get me. Come get your Father. Come, let me shower you with my love. Come. Genesis chapter 3, man, the devil came in and messed things up. We'll talk about that in a later time to make a long story short. The devil came and messed that all up, man, and Jesus Christ come in and fixed it back up. So that you and I, man, like I said, can have a way back to the tree of life. So that you and I can come back into the Garden of Eden, man, and start eating off the tree of everlasting life and all the other good trees in the garden. What's the tree? That's why I say he was protecting the way to the tree of life. Now you can come back and start eating off the tree of life. What's that, boy? Man, fellowship with, man, God yourself. I'm talking about personal now. It's you and your Father. Thank God for the corporate experience and the corporate emotional expression and all that we have and everything else, man. But I'm talking about, boy, something that's, man, past that, man. That's worship, man. That's, man, you one-on-one, boy, with your Father. That's you just like, man, Adam and Eve was, man. Walking and talking with him in the cool of the day. That's you having, man, being back in right standings, man, with the Most High God. You don't know what. Your conscience sprinkled from a sin conscious man to a righteous consciousness. Glory to God. And as you awake to righteousness, we sin less and less and less. What you mean, Arthur boy? When you find out about this kingdom, and you go, when this kingdom is administered to you, and you come into the kingdom, and you know what you'll be focusing on when you come into the kingdom, man? Because when you come into the kingdom, baby, you got to want to do people, man, this. Them people, man, was running and fighting Jesus, man. Everywhere you went, man. Nah, boy, because, man, they want this. First, they say, come see a man. And then he said, and everything that man is doing, he contributed, man, to this kingdom of heaven, man, and this kingdom of God that he preaching, man. And he not only preaching that the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, but he preaching the gospel about it. What you mean? He preaching the good news about it. What's the good news that he preaching? That it's available to us. He's telling us, man, that we can do that too. He's telling us that as he is, so are we. He's telling us that if we come and follow him, that as the Father sent him, and that the work that he did, so will the Father send us. And the work that he did, he will do too. He come telling us, man, that greater is he that's in us, that we got no power than all the power of the devil, that we can cast out devils, and, man, we can minister healing to the sick, and, boy, they would receive it in their spirit, man, and rise up, man, and be healed. He telling us, man, that he not way up here above us and we way down here. He telling us, man, you see me? Yeah. Come to show you, man, you. That's what he was preaching. You. Say, show us your Father. Jesus, you want to see your Father? Yeah, you want to see what the Father like? Yeah. Boy, you ain't mad, loving people, casting out the devil, opening blind eyes, restoring people, reconciling people, man, back to him, forgiving them, washing them, cleansing them, showing them nothing but love and affection, fixing everything that was wrong. See, everybody, listen, there's a lot of people that didn't get healed, but all of them that came to him, he healed them all, baby. Because he was deep into every circumstance, every situation, and every symptom that confronted his life. Turn around. crown man and peace to man, the multitudes, man, and the excitement of course. Hey. They asked me, you want to see the Father, Jesus? You want to see the Father? Yeah, check me out. You see me, you see the Father. And then he comes back and tells us the same thing. Hey, listen, man, you want to know what the Father like? Yeah. You want to know what you like? You want to see who you really are? That's what Jesus said. Just like the people say, show us the Father. Jesus said, you want to see who you really are? Look at me. Check me out. You see how I am? You see how I walk? You see how I think? You see how I respond to? You see what I'm doing? You see how I live? You see how I reign? Yeah. I couldn't show you. That's you. That's you. That's you, glory. You say, hey, you see me? Yeah, you see you. And what you can do, you can do too. As I am, so are you. He come, boy, to restore us, man, back to our original place. He come to reestablish God's rule over the on the earth. What's God's rule? What the king say? What he said. He come to reestablish, man, what he said. Why? Because traditions and sin and traditions and men have made man what he said none effect, even in the church. It may have none effect in the world, but boy, it didn't even creep up into the church. Wow, traditions, man, mean more men. It has a place over men, what the king say, glory to God. And Jesus came to reestablish, man, the rule of God. He came to reestablish what the king say, back on this earth. And he did that 2,000 years ago. It ain't something he's trying to do. He did that 2,000 years ago. Let me tell you something, boy. The kingdom of heaven has been restored back to the earth. The kingdom of God, the rule of God, God's original plan, the Garden of Eden. That ark that Noah and his family got in, and man were protected from every calamity that came upon the earth. Even the flood that wiped out everything else, that ark, the Garden of Eden, that ark, where everybody can come in. That promised land that he told man Abraham about. The land flowing with milk and honey, abundance and no life. They all territory. Reigning in it, rooting in it. He told Abraham and Moses and the children of Israel that secret place of the Most High God that David was talking about. That you can come in that place, man, and boy, you sheltered by the Almighty God. A thousand can fall at your right hand and you hidden. That you left can't touch you, glory. God. That place, that secret place of the Most High God, what David called it, the promised land was what the children of Israel and Moses and Abraham called it, that ark that Noah called it, the Garden of Eden. That Adam them calling. Boy, Jesus called it, boy, the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God. And the good news, boy, all that mean, all those things, you can come on into now. You can come on back into the Garden of Eden. You can come on into the ark. You can come on into the promised land. You can come on into the secret place of the Most High God behind the veil, into the very presence of the Most High God itself, boldly. You can come back into the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. everything that's in this man is your inheritance. Well, you say, man, come get your stuff. That's what my message is for this year. And so if we got on my radio bucket and we started out with Purpose, man, the Purpose Book. And the Purpose Book, the rediscovering and the reestablishment or the reestablishment, man, of the gospel of the kingdom. Not as a byproduct of our messages. Not as just, man, haphazardly mentioned in our messages and everything else. So that everybody know of it, man. About it, but somebody don't know nothing about a function in it. What about it? It's in the sweet by, man, when all the time, man, it's right here in your right. It's so close, man. It's within your reach. That's how close it is. It's within your reach. You know what within your reach is? That's how close that you can stretch your hands out, your arms out. That's how close it is to you. Everything I'm talking about, man, that is sweet by and by, but it's right here now. I've been preaching to you and sharing with you and ministering to you for this whole year. We started this seminar, man, in May of last year. May the 9th. This year, man, for that whole year, all we've been doing, man, was mainly the introduction that's talking about the kingdom of God, laying down a foundation, man, and sharing a message. Kind of like John the Baptist goes out in the wilderness, man, and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven, boy, is at hand. That's all I've been telling you, man, for this whole year. Different ways of saying it, different manners, man, but most of the same thing is over and over and over and over. Some of you may have gotten tired of it, but the purpose of that, man, to get past your intellect, man, and get down into your spirit. Listen, Jesus, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life, man. I'm just a soul, glory. I'm just so speed, baby. That's how the kingdom works. I know it's functioning law of the kingdom. I just sow the seed and go to bed. I don't know how, but the earth bring forth of itself. Hello. So I just plant this seed. Then water the seed, man. And now, man, you know, now that boy, I'm telling you, you have a consciousness of it, because that's all you've been hearing if you've been listening to this broadcast, nothing but the kingdom. Not the byproduct of it. It's the center stage of everything that we say. It's the center stage. It's the greatest message of all messages. That all the messages that God has given us, and all of those good messages, boy, but if you filter back the message that God has given us through, boy, the message, man, that Jesus Christ preached, man, what the kingdom of heaven. We're going to start seeing, man, the word of God manifested in our lives the way it was in Jesus' life, the way it was in the disciples' life. You know, Jesus said to the disciples, and he said, listen, come here. And he called them, he said, this. He sent them out of the Bible, said, two by two. He told them, go into the cities and everything. Said, don't go to the Gentiles yet. But go to the lost sheep of Israel. Go to my people. Go to the church. Go to the believers. That's what he said. And preach the kingdom of heaven. And cast that devil. And heal the sick. Boy, all the simple instructions. They went. And what did they do? They wasn't preaching about Jesus. They wasn't saying, boy, they were talking about a man over the front of me other eyes. They wanted to do good. And they were preaching, man, this. They were preaching the kingdom of heaven. They were telling them, man, what Jesus had told them. That the kingdom of heaven was a real way to live. They understood the language. They would tell them, man, that all that you've been waiting for, all that you've been pleading for, all that you've been hoping for and everything, all that, man, is here. It's available to your life. But then they demonstrated it, man. They cast out the devil. Heal the sick, man. And by the way, they come back rejoicing. They say, even the devil is subject to us. Let me show you something even greater than that. Your name written in the Lamb's book of life. Let me just put the ice on the cake. That has a lot. That entails a whole lot. But what the ice on the cake is, man, is yeah, what you say. You're written in the book of life. That's how it can be forever. From now on, man, that's how it be forever. Rule and reign, preach the kingdom. Rule and reign over devils and demons. and healed all those men who were sick
spiritually.
And opened their blind eyes.
Spiritually blind eyes. So they could see what's really going on in the spirit.
I stopped at the ear so they could hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Not just what the preacher is saying, and they mustn't be stirred up, but being able to hear, man, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying about what the message was, what the preacher preached. I'll stop at their ears, Lord, so they could hear you. They could hear your voice, Father, behind the word. That the lame legs may walk and raise the dead. People that don't know you, Lord. Not talking about physical death and everything. They're going to leave you, but I'm talking about, man, people who are dead and trespassing and sin, don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of their sin, don't know what God has done, don't know the great message, don't know what's available to them, man. And when we go and tell them what's available to them and everything else, and they come, man, on into the kingdom, man, and they receive Christ as their Lord and Savior, we just raise the dead. Every time you lead somebody to the Lord, every time, man, you enlighten their eyes and they understand, and you share a word with them, and they say, oh, I see, I understand that now. You just open blind up. When they can say, oh, I comprehend what you're saying, man, I hear you. I hear what, when they say, I hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, man, through what you're saying. When you do that, Lord, the only thing that you can, only way you can do that, you got to follow the instructions. You can't go preach Jesus. You can't go preach healing. You can't go preach deliverance. You can't go preach prosperity. You can't go preach, man, faith and all that. Let me tell you something, man. You can preach all that and never know about the kingdom. But when you go and preach the kingdom, it is available to her. You know, the faith, the healing, the prosperity, all that's automatically contained in it. Listen, you can preach the good news about Jesus, and the people don't know nothing, man, about how the kingdom functions and what Jesus Christ preached. If you preach what Jesus Christ preached, then the gospel of Jesus is automatically contained in it, baby. Like I said, you can preach, man, all about Jesus, man, and never, man, preach the kingdom. But if you preach the kingdom, Jesus automatically contained in that, baby. Well, he's the door. He's the way. He's the messenger. Well, and the message of the messenger is even more important than the messenger. So, man, I said, I'll let you say this here. You know, after a year of sharing with you the kingdom of God, and perhaps some of you have a clear understanding, it's been a blessing in your life, and I trust that it has. You know, after a good message to preach it and administer to the church, man, and that's the message, and I say, now, man, the door to the church is open. So, listen. I'm going to say something to all of you out there in the sound of my voice. The door to the kingdom of heaven and the door to the kingdom of God is open. Like I said, the invitation to come and join the church and everything else, this is the invitation, man, to come on into the kingdom of heaven. All you with heaven laid, you're saying, come. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. The door to the king. The door to your thing that I was talking about, man, you know, all your authority, all your sovereignty, all your dominion, everything else, that's in the kingdom. That ain't in the church. They're not in the wilderness. Listen, when God created Adam, mankind, and his image, and his likeness, the Bible says, and God planted a garden in Eden. And there he placed the man. And from there, he blessed the man and told the man to be fruitful and multiply and make the whole earth just like the little garden. Where he at? He placed him in that place. That's where he can do the work from the pantry. Do that out in the wilderness. The only place where he could have fulfilled his purpose and destiny was in the garden. I'm a doctor, man. I can't go down, man, to the jailhouse, man, and do my job down there. I got to go to the hospital. That's the place that provides for me to do my job, fulfill my purpose. The place that for us to fulfill our purpose, we got to get back to that place. That's why I say that place is there, is provided, is back again. And the door to that place is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And man, he's standing at the door giving out the invitation to man to him. The door to the kingdom is open. I pray that every last one of you will sound my voice, man. That you will respond to that invitation and say, Lord, let me tell me. Righteousness, peace, joy, sovereignty, dominion, royal power, healing, provision, deliverance, everything that pertains to life and godliness, not just life, but abundance. Life. Tim, I can go in there and get all my healing from there. You can go in there and get peace. Tim, I can go in there, man, and explore it and everything else and see the goodness of it and then come back and hit my family and bring them all in there too. Come and feed them some of the fruits for them in the promised land, man, so that they too can come in. Give me the family all this, man. I can come in there. Yeah. Come on in. I tell you, them angels with the flaming swords, they gone, baby. What's there now, man, is a door. You know, it ain't no key like what we know right there. It's a key, but it's a different type of key, man, than what you think. Faith is the key. How I come through the door, man? All you got to do is believe. That's where it started. All you got to do, that's where it started. It's not what you believe in. What? That all of the kingdom of heaven is available to you. It's not what you believe in at first. And after hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing, because that's how faith comes. See, believe, faith is more than believing. And after hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing, then, man, they start to receive it. What you mean? It's one thing to hear and have belief in. But it's another thing to receive it. What do you mean receive it? To grab a hold of it. To seize it. To place it in your possession. To have. That's what seize means, to have. And receive means to have again. It was once yours. We lost it in Adam. Now it's been restored back to us in Jesus. All you got to do, man, is for his man, believe it, and then receive it. And when you receive it, the Bible calls a man being born again. What happened, man, boy, when you grab a hold to it and when you see, when you say yes, Lord, when that take possession in your spirit, man, and something go up on the inside of me and you say, yes, Lord, I want all this from you. I want all my inheritance. I want my blessing. And it's available to me now. And you telling me, man, that that's mine, it's available to me now, and it's at hand, it's among me now, it's all around me, and that I can come into it, and it'll come into me. And Father, I believe. Isaiah said, who has believed our repentance? And to who has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. Close. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has sent me, man, to preach the gospel to the poor. I mean, what's the gospel to the poor? You don't have to be poor no more. I'm not talking about man monetary. Well, that dude, that's included. But you can have all the money in the world, man, and be poor in spirit. If you don't know, man, that you the righteousness of God, man, you poor in spirit. If you don't know that God has already provided salvation, and salvation is not something that you earn, but it's a gift from God, man. And you have not, don't know about that, and have not received it, you poor in spirit. we don't know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, man, we poor in spirit. If you don't know, man, that you got power over all the powers of your enemy, if you don't know weapon formed against you, man, can prosper, boy, you don't know that, man, how to operate in there, you poor in spirit. If you don't know, man, that you saved already, you still trying to do things to get saved and hoping that you make it to heaven, man, if you clean up your act and quit doing this and quit doing that, and if you don't know, man, that salvation has already been provided for you through the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and all you got to do is receive it, instead of trying to get it, man, just have it. It's yours. It's a gift from God. But by grace are we saved through faith. And that's not of ourselves. It's a gift from God. You don't know that, man. You still trying to get saved and hoping that you make it to heaven. You poor spirit. Listen, you are sure for heaven as if you was already there. You don't want to be poor in spirit. You don't know that. That's why Jesus said, God said, my people being destroyed, man. They poor in spirit. Well, for lack of knowledge, people don't know. Well, I couldn't tell you, man, at the door to all you. Like, what's the gospel to the poor? You don't have to be poor no more. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Well, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. To heal the brokenhearted. What causes broken hearts? Sin. If you rebel against somebody or transgress against somebody, man, that man, you know, it breaks your heart, man. That sin. And the solution for that, man, what?
The root cause of broken heart. Sin itself. Rebellion.
So that you can receive, man. Not only your forgiveness, man, but walk into reality and all that prayer that you pray. Father, forgive me of my debts, my faults, and my mistakes. Even as I forgive those who have trespassed against me. All glory. Glory to you. Glory to you. As we bow before your throne, we lift your arms, we yield our minds. But Jesus standing at the gate of everybody's heart, everybody's life, and saying, amen to everybody who you want to give. Doors to the kingdom is open. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. All of the kingdom of heaven, and all that it consists of, that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Hug it in, Arthur, man. Yeah, just come on in. What's the door of faith? Just believe. Just receive. And as you receive it, then the door, man, open. There ain't no lock on this door. Therefore, there ain't no key to get in and out. It just takes belief to come on in. It just takes faith to come on in. Just believe the gospel. Jesus said, this is life eternal, that you might believe in him who God sent. You might believe the gospel about the kingdom. And come on in. Listen, I trusted everyone at the sound of my voice, boy, that you come on and get your inheritance. And then you say, yes, Lord. And then, boy, you didn't come through the door, through Christ, through the good news about Christ. Through the gospel of Christ, through what he done for us and all that he did and showing everything else, through that. That's why I say that's a good message, because that's the only way you can come, is through that. My point is, man, you don't just want to stop at that. You want to come through that into your inheritance. Your inheritance is all of the kingdom of heaven. Now that you're in the kingdom of heaven, now that you're in the kingdom of heaven, listen, when you come into the kingdom of heaven, He told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. In other words, he say, man, the only way you can get in the kingdom, man, and understand what I'm talking about and understand what I'm saying, man, you must be born again. How can a man be born? Can he go into his mother's womb and be born a second time? No, Jesus said, that was born of the flesh, nigga, is flesh. That's born of the spirit, is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, that man, except a man be born of the water and the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom. That's the water and the spirit. The water, that's the natural birth, and what's the spirit? That's the spiritual birth. Just like you had a natural birth, then there must be a spiritual birth too. When you say born again, because you already was born one spirit, when God said, let's make man in our image, in our likeness, then from God came you, a spiritual birth. And then in Adam you died, glory to God, separated from God. And now through Christ Jesus, man, you can be reborn, born again. Glory to God. Redeemed from the curse of the law by the and renewed back, man, to the spirit of by the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. Set you free from the law of sin and death. I want to pray with man so that you can come back into your rightful place, man, that you had in God, man, before Adam and Eve made up the tree. And boy, you can start ruling and reigning in life, and we can flip this script and we can go into all the world and let the world know that God was in his son, Christ Jesus, reconciling us back to himself. Doing what, Arthur? Rehooking us up back to him. Repotting us back into him. Hooking us back up into him. Blotting out all our transgressions against us. Not holding our transgressions against us. As far as the east is from the west, so that he can reconnect us, man, so that we can start growing in the kingdom of God. Little bitty baby, then start learning how to walk, learning how to talk, learning how to live, learning how to reign. A child, man, is an heir, as long as he's a child, is no different than a servant. He has to be under governor and tutor. That's why he give us apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. But what about to perfect the saints, to perfect the children, to nourish the children, to feed them the milk of the word, the sincere milk of the word, so that they can grow thereby, then the parable, then the strong food, man, until we grow to the fullness of a stature of Christ, fulfilling our God-given destiny, well, boy, ruling and reigning on the earth. Re-establishing God's rule and God's reign on the earth, re-establishing God's kingdom back on the earth. So that, boy, God's will can be done on earth. Let me say it this. God's will can be done in our lives here on earth. In our lives here on earth. God's will can be done in our lives here on earth. Not our kingdom. God's kingdom can come. And God's will can be done in our lives here on earth. Just like it is in heaven. Hey, listen, God is saying once again, the doors to the kingdom is open. And you come in, man, after this month, like I say, now that you in, I trust that you're in. Now, boy, we're going to start growing now. Hey, you know, we really finna start growing. Like I told you, boy, I'm really excited this week, man, coming up here. Because, boy, God did something in my life, man, and re-hooked me up, man, with a big sister in my life, man. There are so many people that impacted my life. Boy, I got a big sister over there, boy, and going higher ministry over there in Houston, Texas. Pastor Liddy Owen. One of the people that really impacted my life, man, and I hadn't heard from her since I left Houston. Since I mentioned left Houston. And boy, Lord hooked us right together. And boy, over the last week, man, I had a chance to communicate with her and to talk with her, man. And boy, it was like a I don't know how to say it, man. You know, God knows what he's doing, boy. I feel like she's just what I needed at that time. Boy, God knows. And listen, boy, it was for such a time as this. But God said, God's going to bless this community. Not only this community, but surrounding community. Your community, man. And listen, he needs a place to do it from and a people to do it through. Who want to do it? God want to bless the community. God want to change your life. God want to fix this thing up, man. He just need a people to do it through and a place to do it from.